Afghans are racing to escape the Taliban after United States President Joe Biden confirmed that evacuations would end next week. More than 70,000 people have already been evacuated, but huge crowds remain outside Kabul airport. U.S.-led troops have been trying to maintain a secure perimeter for evacuation flights, but at least 8 people have been killed in the chaos.
دلته ډیر وجد دردونکې ده خولاندې کېږي ماشومان خولاندې سول بس داسې بد حالت ده بیخي بیخي سړی خفه شي نه څوک څه پوښتنه کوي هغه څوک چې اصلان لري بغې دغه بیل کي څوک څه نه لري هغه بیل کي
یو بوتل اوبه 150 افغانۍ 150 افغانۍ پورې بوتل اوبه خرڅېږي او خوراک اته لږ چپس پراتی او وریجي خدا پرونی یا بلوزنی وریجي تازه هم نه دي 100 روپۍ 80 روپۍ ډالر دي افغانۍ نه دي.
At the same time, a Taliban delegation has arrived in the eastern Afghan province of Panjshir. It's the only province still not under Taliban control after a sweeping offensive earlier this month. Talks are underway with provincial leaders to get them to surrender. Simon Marks joins us live now for more. Simon, there are growing security concerns at Kabul airport as those evacuations continue.
There are, and President Biden said that they are real, these threats coming from ISIS-K, an element of Islamic State that the United States says is still operating in Afghanistan. They say they are very aware of threats to U.S. forces, and at times over the last few days, U.S. officials have said that those forces at Kabul International Airport are essentially sitting ducks for any kind of attempted terror strike launched against the international forces at the airport or the evacuees, many of them, of course, foreign nationals, who have been descending on the airport. So that was one of the reasons why President Biden said of the end to the U.S. military operation at the airport, the sooner the better, when he addressed reporters last night. He says he has asked the State Department and the Pentagon to draw up contingency plans regarding the possibility of adjusting the timeline. But at the moment, he insists America is on track to complete the mission as he has defined it, getting all Americans out and some Afghans out by the end of this month. So the clock absolutely ticking, and we know already that 300 U.S. Marines have been pulled out by the Pentagon, with that being the first indication that the drawdown is underway.
Simon, a large number of people have already been safely evacuated, but is the United States confident that it's on pace to finish that evacuation by the August 31st deadline?
Well, they say they are, but they are unable to answer some key questions. One is, when exactly is the deadline? What time on August the 31st? Is it midnight Afghanistan time? Is it midnight US time? Is it midnight GMT? The White House press secretary was unable to answer that question yesterday. And a persistent question that the White House has failed to answer over the last few days will allegedly be addressed here in a few hours' time by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And that is, how many American citizens does the White House believe are still in Afghanistan? The latest numbers suggest that since August the 14th, over 80,000 people have been evacuated from Kabul International Airport. That's a massive airlift by the U.S. military and its international allies, but only around 4,000 of them are believed to be American citizens. And this time last week, the White House was saying they believed there were as many as 15,000 Americans in Afghanistan who might require evacuation. So a key question here is, how will the administration even know when the mission is completed? And aren't there dangers that American citizens and absolutely many of the Afghan nationals who assisted the United States over the last 20 years are inevitably going to be left behind? The Secretary of State gets to address that in a few hours' time.
It's a challenging work in progress. Simon, thank you very much for that. Simon Marks there in Washington, D.C.